Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Orsino. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Pappas. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Milt Pappas. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Bresciud. Batting eighth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Monbuquet. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Monbuquet. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresciud scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Powell. Geiger reaches second base with a double. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling bunts towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Geiger moves to third. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Geiger scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino strikes out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Smith reaches second base with a double. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a line drive towards third. Robinson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton takes first base on ball four. Eddie Bressoud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressoud is called out on strikes. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet takes first base on ball 4. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Monbouquet for the double play. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 0 in the game. Schilling hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder bunts towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first, with Monbouquet covering, for the out. Two outs. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0 for 1 in the game. Orsino hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pappas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. Gentile is called out on strikes. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Smith hits a line drive into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Clinton hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 0-for-1 in the game. Bresut strikes out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0-for-1 in the game. Pappas strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresut scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Monbouquet hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder. Monbouquet reaches second base with a double. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Geiger for the out. Monbouquet moves to third. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-1 in the game. Schilling hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Monbouquet tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Pappas covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Geiger. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Snyder moves to third. One out. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0-for-2 in the game. Orsino hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Snyder scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-2 in the game. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Orsino moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 2 in the game. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Clinton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Powell. Clinton reaches second base with a double. Malzone moves to third. Eddie Bressude is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressude is 0 for 2 in the game. Bressude hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder who is chasing the ball. Bressude reaches third base with a triple. Malzone scores. Clinton scores. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Stu Miller now pitching. Fred Valentine now playing right field. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 2 in the game. Nixon is walked intentionally. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bressude. The slide. Orsino applies the tag. Bressude is out. Nixon moves to second. Two outs. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Monbouquet hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Valentine moves to third. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Valentine tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Dick Raditz now pitching. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 3 in the game. Powell hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Geiger takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Schilling bunts towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Geiger moves to second. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Geiger moves to third. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 3 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Orsino hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Savarin pinch runs for John Orsino. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jackie Brandt pinch hits for Stu Miller. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.